From Hollywood, a Raleigh cigarette program starring Red Skelton with Ozzy Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard and Wonderful Smith. That was Ozzy Nelson's version of Dark Eyes. And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, bright young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Red, yeah? You're doing all right for yourself, son. Saw you on Hollywood Boulevard last night, riding with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I rode with Santa Claus, and I had a nice, warm, comfortable place, too.
You did?
Yeah, but those kids kept trying to pull me out of the bag.
Santa Claus. Say, he's getting a little fat, isn't he?
Yeah, I'll say he's getting fat. You know, last night, he wasn't feeling so good.
No?
So I said to him, have a tum? He says, no thanks, I have one.
Say, Red, did you tell Santa Claus what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, but he said he was sorry that he wasn't running an escort bureau.
Tell me something. Say, Red, does Santa Claus still have all those helpers in his toy shop?
No, he's a little short of help this year. You see, half of his boys were drafted and the other half are working at Lockheed.
Well, anyway, that Santa Claus parade was really something to look at.
Yeah, I'll say it was. See, and this year, Hollywood Boulevard has a little barnyard touch to it.
What do you mean, that barnyard touch?
Well, did you see that Mother Chevrolet squatting there over the five scooters under its fenders?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Another thing, Red. When the parade was on, where did all that snow come from? Was that real snow?
No, you see, we never have real snow in Southern California.
Oh, yes, they do. I've seen it snow right here in Hollywood.
You have?
Yeah.
Mr. Bradley, that is treason.
You mean against the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
What'll they do to me?
Well, tomorrow morning at sunrise, you'll be taken out and beaten to death with a petunia. Say, you know, I don't think I'm going to get any presents this year.
No, why not?
Well, you see, Santa Claus is going to have a lot of trouble climbing through our unit heat. Oh, hello, Harriet.
Say, Red, I saw you in the parade on Hollywood Boulevard.
You did?
Were you riding a horse?
No, I just walked funny. See, you know, I was riding on the sleigh with Santa Claus. You should have heard the people applauding.
Yeah, I'll bet. I guess Santa Claus is pretty popular.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. I'm popular myself. They applauded for me, too.
Yeah, I know, but how many actors can afford a fan dancer? Yeah.
Say, Red, I noticed that once or twice Santa whispered to you.
Yeah, he was giving me a tip on a reindeer. Say, you know, Hollywood Boulevard sure looks pretty at this time of year, doesn't it? All those Christmas trees they have.
Yeah, and do you know, every one of those Christmas trees is made out of aluminum.
Well, no wonder the guy from the priorities board was running up and down the street yelling, Timber! Say, but you know, I like those big trees on Hollywood Boulevard, right in the middle of the street like that. You're driving along, all of a sudden your car skids, and you're part of the decoration.
I see. Well, not to change the subject, but did you see your picture in Movie and Radio Guide magazine?
Oh, I certainly did. Say, that reminds me. Movie and Radio Guide, Movie and Radio Guide, Movie and Radio Guide.
Hey, stop yelling that.
I can't. After all, a bargain's a bargain.
I had my picture in a magazine once.
The Maltese Falcon. Say, you did say, was it, Ozzy, was it one of those advertisements?
Yeah.
Well, what did it say over your picture?
It said, send this boy to camp, but quick.
Say, did you see me in the Santa Claus parade last night?
I saw you, all right. But why were you always jumping up and taking bows?
Well, you see, I thought I saw a spotlight. W.C. Fields was riding in front of me, and his nose confused me.
There certainly was a lot of entertainment in that parade.
Yeah, did you see that fellow with the two trained monkeys? He threw a banana up in the Christmas tree. You should have seen those monkeys go after
him. Yeah, but they couldn't get it away from me.
You know, I rode in the Santa Claus parade myself last year. I was on my Uncle Louie's wagon. But I'll never do that again. It was very embarrassing.
Riding on your uncle's wagon was embarrassing?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, my Aunt Martha was pulling the wagon. Leave it in anyway.
Yes. You want to try the other one? See what we're doing. Well, go ahead, try it. Hey, why was it embarrassing riding on your Uncle Joe's wagon?
This is the second try. Well, he had a sign on the wagon, Joe Nelson, cesspool cleaning and dying.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun riding in those parades. You know, and afterwards, I went out with my girl.
Went out with your girl?
Yeah.
One of those glamour girls?
Yeah, she's one of those sweatshirt girls.
You know, I've seen some of the girls you go with, and I'm curious about one thing.
Yeah? You're curious about the girls I go with?
Yeah, how do you get those ladies out of retirement? Sleep.
Come on, get up. Please, honey, dear, it's awfully late. Come on, get up. You said last night you had a date. Remember, dear, you had to meet that real big shot? Oh, please don't wait. It's after 8. Come on, get up. Your water's ready in the tub. You'll be okay. Just give your head a real good rub. Your coffee's about to brew, and I've fixed your breakfast, too. Now, there's nothing more for me to do. Come on, get up. Oh, I know my honey lamb is awfully tired. Oh, dear gosh, gee whiz, I'm tired, too. But if you lose this deal, you may be fired. Then what's to do about it when the rent comes due? Come on, get up. Oh, dear, now what was that you said? Honey, please. You know you can't stay there in bed. Just make this deal okay, and then we'll throw the clock away and sleep forever and a day. Come on, get up. Come on, get up.
Now, honey, please leave me alone.
Come on, get up. Oh, dear, you're wanted on the phone.
Well, tell him I'm not in. To phone this early is a sin. I'm getting cross.
Shh. It's the boss. Come on, get up. Sweetheart, it's such a lovely day.
Pull down the shade. I'd rather stay here in the hay.
Oh, now you know you slept all night.
Oh, I didn't sleep so tight. You kicked me most of the night.
Come on, get up.
Have you got my shirt and tie all ready?
Yes, dear, and here's your toothbrush and the paste.
You know, I think I'll do some exercises, starting tomorrow. Seems I'm getting just a little stout around the waist.
Come on, get up.
All right, but first give me a kiss.
Oh, dear me. Somehow I've been expecting this. Now, Ozzie, for my sake.
All right, I'm up. I'm wide awake. I wish you'd give a guy a break.
Come on, get up.
That was Harry Healy and Ozzie Nelson singing their original number, Come On and Get Up.
Say, Harriet, what would you like to have for Christmas?
Oh, I probably won't get what I want.
Well, what do you want?
An alarm clock.
Oh, well, what makes you think you can't have the alarm clock, huh?
Well, the kind I want has a rubber bell so you can't hear it ring.
Hey, that's a good idea. You know, I bet there's a lot of folks that would like to have the same thing. Think of all the trouble, like in your song, people have trying to get up and starting the day off right. Say, what do you say, Harriet? Let's show different types of people and their reaction to the morning and the first thing that happens when they get up. First, we have my brother. He's a farmer back in Vincennes, Indiana.
Clem, get up. It's 4 o'clock a.m.
What are you going to do, sleep all day?
I don't know.
Clem, get up. I know what I'll do. Hand me that bucket of ice water.
Don't throw it on the...
Listen, why do you always throw ice water on me in bed, huh?
What's the matter? It won't hurt you.
I know, but you might drown my turtle.
You got that turtle in bed with you again?
Yep. Keeps the mice down. Somewhat.
Come on, get up. It's time to milk the cows.
Well, I know, but I ain't going to milk them today.
Why not?
I'm going to wait till the price goes up again. Hey, what time is it anyway?
It's 4 a.m.
Gee, it's awful dark. I can't even see my hands in front of my face.
You can't?
Nope. But they'll probably turn up after I wash them. Gee, am I sleepy.
Come on, wake up.
Well, I'm awake.
Then open your eyes.
They're open. I just got long eyelids.
And another thing. If you snore like you did last night, I'll make you sleep in the stables tonight.
Oh, no, you won't. Remember the last time you made me sleep in the stable? Someone came in, threw a harness over me. And before I knew it, I plowed up 14 acres. To think there was a time when I could have changed the whole course of my life.
When was that?
The time I met the salesman's daughter.
Now, come on, Clem, get up. You got to drive into town and get a haircut today.
Yep.
You sure need a haircut.
Well, I got one yesterday, don't you remember?
Well, then quit wearing that raccoon cap to bed.
Yeah, my head is getting a little sway back, isn't it? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I wish I could go to bed and sleep for another day.
Oh, Shaw, you can't be that sleepy. You go to bed with the chickens.
Well, that's the trouble. We got to get twin bed.
Listen, them chickens has got as much right in here as you have.
Oh, I don't know. I'm about 24 ahead on my quota.
Say, what was all that noise in here last night?
Oh, I was dreaming I was chasing Lana Turner.
Oh, every night you dream you're chasing Lana Turner. Why?
Well, it's cheaper than wearing a mustard plaster.
I don't think you love me anymore, Clem. You're always dreaming about movie stars.
Oh, don't be silly. I love you. I love your beautiful golden hair. It's so long and silky. By the way, where is it?
You love your cows better than you do me.
Well, come to think of it, they do look better in slacks.
Wait a minute. Where did you learn about slacks?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Now listen, Drooper Man. Get up off that bed before you go back to sleep.
Oh, boy. Gee, I feel terrible. How do I look?
You look like something that fell off of Bergen's lap.
Well, I guess I better get dressed. Where's my Sunday suit?
Your Sunday suit?
Yeah, you know, the one with the two pair of pants and the belt in the back of the head.
Come on, you better hurry.
Okay, where's my rangefinder?
Rangefinder?
Yep, it's the only way I can find my pants legs. Hey, where are my boots?
Well, you must have thought you were going to die last night. You slept in them.
You know, that's another thing. I almost froze to death last night. Oh, boy, wait till I get my hands on that insurance fella. He lied to me.
What do you mean?
Why, that blanket policy don't even come up to my knees.
Stop stalling. I'll bet you're the laziest man in the world.
Oh, but I ain't neither. Come on, I'll bet I beat everybody up in the place this morning. Come on, I'll show you. Come on, we'll just take a little walk. Oh, now, out here. Now, look in that chicken coop. Look at that rooster. He's still asleep. I'll bet he's been up all night listening to that radio again.
That rooster's been listening to the radio all night.
Rooster? Is that a new kind of a file? Yep, he's been listening to the radio all night. He's been that way ever since he listened to Hank the Night Watchman. He dedicated a song to him.
What?
Yep, I heard Hank myself. He says the next number will be dedicated to that little Rhode Island Red. From you know who. I'll fix that rooster, though. I'll wake him up. Give me that pole over
now,
there.
Now, Clem.
I'm going to sneak up on him. Ready? Aim.
What you trying to do?
Then we have the little mean kid on the block. It's Sunday morning and everybody's asleep, all but Junior. He's the first one awake, especially on Sunday. And he's lying in his little crib. Look, Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the old boy.
I had getting bored laying in here in bed. Getting awful tired, putting my toad in my mouth, too. I wonder if it would taste better if I took my chew dog. I wonder if I could wake up the whole family now. I got a good way to wake them up, too. No, I better not do that. Might burn down the rest of the neighborhood, too. I'll see if I can wake Mummy up. Mommy, is you awake, Mommy?
Quiet, Junior. Get back in your crib and close the lid.
Mommy, open your eyes, Mommy.
Junior, stop opening my eye with your index finger and your thumb.
Mommy, will you get me a glass of water?
No. What do you want water for?
Well, I can't swallow this Wilkie button without it.
Stop putting things in your mouth and go to sleep.
Okay. Mommy!
Oh, what is it?
Guess what I got behind my back.
I don't want to guess what you have behind me. What is it?
My tongue. Look, I will let go of it. Gee, it snapped back like a yo-yo.
Junior, in just about 1 minute, I'm going to get up and tan your hide.
Oh, that would be a waste of time, Mommy. It's leather already. Hey, can I pull the cork out of that bottle?
What do you want to do, wake up your father?
Look, Mommy, I think he's getting awake now. Look at him.
That rooster laid an egg.
Hey, Mommy, Papa talking in his sleep, ain't he?
Yes, let's listen.
Yeah, this ought to be good.
Sarah.
That you ain't it, Mommy.
Quiet, Junior.
Look, Sarah, there's Robert Taylor. Hello, Bob. There's Clark Gable. Hello, Clark. There's Eleanor Powell. Goodbye, Sarah.
Now I know why Pop liked to sleep late.
Junior, please now, go back to bed.
Okay, I'll just run around the room a few times first. Hey, Mummy, I found my roller skate.
Junior, now what are you doing? You take my shoes off.
I only got one of them on. Hey, look, Mummy, I can put both my feet in one shoe.
How can you say that? My shoes aren't that big.
Oh, no. I'm sitting in it, too.
Why don't you go do something useful?
I did. I went out and got the Sunday morning paper. Hey, look at the new song of the week they got on the front of the cover.
Oh, the new song of the week. What's the name of it?
Who threw the chowder in Mrs. Murphy's overhaul?
You're a little fibber, Junior. Now go on, beat it. Go in the living room.
Okay, Mommy, I will go. Goodbye. Look at that pretty new bar. I wonder if that's a radio. It looked like a radio. Maybe it is a radio. I will turn the dial. I'll try to get another station. But if I do, I get a whipping. The But there ought to be some nice loud program going on, Tundy. I do it.
Ah, good morning, all you early birds. This is your old Uncle Jim and his breakfast buddies. And do you know what we're having for breakfast, buddies?
No, I'm not going to get noddy, Bob.
Junior, turn that cluck off.
Don't you do it, kid, until I finish my commercial.
Give me my gun.
Oh, they got me right in the middle of my commercial.
Hey, I better get out of here before I am a victim.
Junior, now look, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning and I worked all night long.
Yeah? How many pots did you win, Pop?
Listen, you get out of here and don't come back before noon.
Okay, if that's how you feel about it, I'm going. I'll go down to the welfare board and tell them you keep me in a gopher trap.
Think that's a bad idea? Now beat it.
Okay, I had gone. And I will never come back. You be sorry for what you done. I ain't going away. Okay, I'm going. But you be sorry. You're losing the best draft exemption you ever had. Maybe I shouldn't have put it on so thick. Oh, look, the piano. I will make them proud of me. I will learn to play. Let's see. What will I play? I think I will play Tchaikovsky's Freddie Martin.
Junior.
Need tuning. I is piping down. I is piping down. Gee, I is hungry. I think I will go wait the icebox. There it is. Yeah, I bet that icebox is full of good things to eat. I think I will open the door and see. Gee, look at the icebox. It's all full of good things to eat. I think I will crawl inside and help myself. Gee, the door slammed. I'd lock in the icebox. How about that? That little light does go out. I'm hungry. I think I will eat that celery. Guys, I'm scared. Gee, that's a terrible. Guys, I am scared. Gee, I am scared. I bet I never get out of this icebox alive. Then we have the big executive who wakes up after the morning after the night before, and everything's a surprise to him. He doesn't remember anything. Let's listen in on him. The alarm clock is just ringing.
Hello, JB speaking. Oh, it must be somebody at the door. I'll crawl over and open it up. Stop ringing the bell. I'm coming. Ooh, I stubbed my toe. I stubbed my toe.
Stubbed it right down to the bone. It's that darn alarm clock. I'll fix it. I'll throw it out the window. I'll bet he ain't in a good humor now. Hey, Jeeves. Jeeves.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Should I draw you back?
Came right through that door, didn't you, Gene? What did you say, Gene?
Shall I draw you back, sir?
Yeah, I'll get my bath ready, will you?
All right, so I turn it on.
Yeah.
Say when.
That's good enough. Where's my wife?
She's in that trunk over there in the corner.
My wife's in the trunk?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember now. When I came home last night, she made a remark I didn't like. Hey, Jeeves. Jeeves. Where'd you go, Jeeves? Oh, there you are. You went back in the closet and go to sleep, didn't you? Come on now, get up. Every time I turn my back...
Man, am I tired.
Now, come on, wake up. You had 8 hours of sleep, didn't you?
No, sir, I didn't. I didn't sleep a wink. I just rolled and lost all night. I'm really in bad shape, Mrs. Skelton. Look at them white circles under my eyes.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, sleeping so much. After all, men like Napoleon and Edison only had 3 hours sleep.
They only had 3 hours?
Yep.
Through what program?
Boy, you're absolutely the laziest man I have ever seen.
Oh, no, sir. Well, thank you then. Well, you ought to see my brother.
Why, is he lazy?
Lazy? Well, he ain't swatted a fly above his waist for 10 years.
Say, do you inherit your laziness from your family?
Nope. They still got theirs.
Yeah. Say, who's that in my bed?
You brought him home, sir. You said you want him in a raffle.
Musical nostril. Hey, you, come on, wake up. What are you doing in my bed?
Oh, my head. Oh, mister, you sure were a wild man last night. Oh, it's a good thing I didn't drink with you. Boy, were you wild.
I was. What was I doing, Jeeves?
Well, sir, when I saw you, you were in a mailbox yelling, "Gangway, I'm a tank."
You mean I was high?
I'll say you are high.
Oh, so that's where I got this mouthful of airmail letters. Say, bub, do you know who I am?
I don't know who you are today, but last night you were Paul Revere and his horse, and you were playing both parts.
Well, did I do anything else?
Oh, yeah. You ran into a cocktail lounge and yelled, "Stand back, everybody! I'm four roses and I'm about to bloom." Hey, tell me, mister, how's your arm?
What arm? Good heavens. How did that happen?
You stepped in front of the super chief and said you was going to stop it with one hand.
Well, did I stop it?
Nope. But for a while, you had it cornered.
Hey, what's this on my wrist? Where's my watch? Somebody change my watch.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'll explain. Some guy in the street was selling those phony watches. So you gave him your watch and $50 for that piece of tin.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. He said he was the black sheep of the Bulova family. And they gave him watches for his allowance. Yeah, I remember. Say, I'm beginning to remember a lot of things. What happened to that girl I had?
Well, you gave that girl car fare to go home.
I gave her car fare? Where does she live?
Mars.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, she was a cute girl, though, wasn't she? She had pretty white teeth. She's the prettiest white teeth I have ever seen. I wonder if I still got them in my pocket.
Say, do you remember us going down on Main Street to the burlesque show?
Yeah, you remember everybody applauded like mad.
Yeah, they did applaud, didn't I?
Yeah, but I wouldn't take it off, would I? I'm no dope. I'd catch cold without my socks.
Well, anyway, mister, I'm glad you asked me to your big, beautiful house. I'm sure gonna like living here.
Did I ask you to live here?
Well, sure. You've already issued me a ration card. Say, but on second thought, I don't think I could accept.
Well, that's very considerate of you. Yeah, I'll give you a little money so you can be on your way.
Oh, I couldn't accept money from you again. After all, you gave me a $10,000 check last night. Look.
Give me that check. You can't have it, bub. I'm going to tear it up because I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, there. A wise guy, huh? Well, you better write me another check or I'll break your other arm.
Now, stop twisting my arm. Jeeves.
Sorry, Mrs. Skelton. This is my day off.
Now, come on. Write me another check or I'll break that other arm.
I won't. I won't write you another check. I won't write it.
Well?
Okay. Hand me my checkbook and dip my nose in the ink.
you've done different people getting up in the morning, but you haven't mentioned the people who live in the boarding houses.
Oh, I was coming to that, Harriet. Say, let's do the couple who lived in a boarding house for a long time, and they still have trouble in the morning. Listen.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother! Wait a minute.
My name's not Henry Aldrich. I'm John Skelton.
Well, get up, John.
Well, maybe I will.
What are you, a lazy bum?
Huh?
I said, what are you, a lazy bum?
This is a fine time to start playing What's My Name.
Oh, John, you're terrible. John, get up. John, stop stretching. I don't know why I ever married you. Oh, John.
Now, folks, you know why John has that other wife.
It's a beautiful morning, dear.
Yeah, I can see it trickling under the doorway. Boy, what a boarding house. Is breakfast ready?
Mm-hmm. They're cremating the toast now.
Boy, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, please, dear. Let's forget that Thanksgiving dinner they serve.
Somebody's knocking. If it's a singing telegram, just shove it under the door.
Well, take no telegram, wise guy. It's the landlord, and I want my rent.
Uh-oh, it's the landlord. What do we do?
Does he want the rent?
Yeah, he's outside singing. Why don't we do this more often? I'm not dressed. Come in.
Oh, don't be funny. Open the door and let him in.
Okay. Ah, come in, Simon. Careful, don't fall through that hole in the rug.
Mr. Skelton, I've come for my rent.
Oh, yes, the rent. Say, how much do you charge for this dungeon?
$17 a week. $20 with roof.
Mm. Well, that's an awful lot of money for a room like this.
Yeah, you can't even pull up the shade.
What do you care? There's no window in back of it. All right, now, I'll give you until breakfast time to raise the rent. When you sit down at the breakfast table, you'd better have it, or else.
My, what a nasty person.
Yeah.
John, if you were half a man, you'd punch him in the nose.
Listen, if I was a half a man, he'd have punched me. Oh, well, I guess I'll go down the hall and take a bath.
All right, you go take your bath.
Okay, I will. No soap.
Taking a bath?
Yeah, he's been in there for 3 weeks.
He has?
Yeah. He accidentally turned on the hot water faucet and froze him in solid.
You'd better shave, dear. Here's your electric razor.
Okay, I'll plug it in.
Ready?
Yeah. Contact.
My, you shaved fast this morning.
Yeah, bleeding time, 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Let's go downstairs to breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, my. Doesn't the breakfast table look nice?
Yeah, sure. Look at it. You wouldn't think somebody, a boarder, was pinned to it last night, would you? Now, come on. Let's sit down. Here comes Wonderful Smith, the waiter.
Good morning, sir. Did you pay your rent yet?
Oh, go away. You're getting my hair.
Not without a guard, eh?
Does my hair look that bad?
Well, it looks like you had a date with 2 military brushes that went on the priority list.
Well,
Are you ready to eat?
Yeah, say, where's the tablecloth?
We haven't taken it off the bed yet.
Oh, say, that's another thing. I want you to change those sheets on my bed.
Oh, we change them every day. From one bed to the other.
Okay, bring me my breakfast, will you?
Do you want the 15-cent or the 75-cent breakfast?
Well, what's the difference?
For 75 cents, you get this year's eggs.
Look, you go out and get me a fresh egg, will you?
All right, so I go right out and squeeze one out of the chicken. What you trying to do? No soap.
Fred Skelton with Oz and Elson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. We'll be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be waiting for us. Until then...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and if anybody's worrying about the little kid in the icebox, I got out okay.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.